KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, now celebrating 40 years of helping buyers and sellers on the Southern Kenai Peninsula achieve their real estate dreams. Listings can be found at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
It's Friday, December 19th, 2025, and I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. A former Soldotna High School teacher and union president was sentenced to 77 years and 1 month in prison Thursday morning in Kenai. 37-year-old Nathaniel Erfirth was convicted this summer of sexually abusing and exploiting a former student while she was still a minor. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports.
Although sentenced to more than 70 years, a majority of that was suspended. Erfirth's active jail time is 20 years and 1 month, and he'll be eligible for parole before then. The sentence falls between what the two sides in the case asked for. State prosecutors wanted Erfirth to serve a minimum of 30 active years, while the defense requested 7.5 years. It's been about 4 months since Kenai jurors found Erfirth guilty of 28 of the 46 criminal counts he faced in the case. After weeks of testimony, evidence, and arguments, jurors deliberated for multiple days before returning their verdict. Superior Court Judge Kelly Lawson says parts of the case have been difficult for her while she deliberated sentencing, but she says other parts weren't so difficult, like the integrity of the judicial process.
Despite the letters and continued claim of innocence on behalf of the defendant, I have no reason to doubt the jury's decision.
Lawson explained the court's effort to ensure a fair and impartial jury. The process included mailing questionnaires to potential jurors, interviewing them over multiple days, and then selecting a group of people both lawyers agreed on. During the trial, Kenai District Attorney Dan Striegel argued Erfirth groomed and took advantage of a vulnerable student to start a sexual relationship with her. He argues Erfirth exploited his high standing in the community and his parental role in the student's life, which should be considered during sentencing.
The impact overall on the community is extreme. People have to send their children to schools. People have to send their children to teachers, and they need to trust those teachers to care for their children because it is a substantial part of that minor's life.
But Erfirth and his lawyers say he's a victim of false allegations. They say the former student has a pattern of manipulation and compulsive lying. Ahead of sentencing, Erfirth's lawyer compiled a 100-plus page document of sentencing examples in other second-degree sexual abuse of a minor cases. The packet also included letters of support from Erfirth's friends and family and the defense's proposed sentence. They asked for leniency from Lawson and for her to consider Erfirth's past life of public service and the future of his two young children. Eric Derleth, the defense attorney, says attention on the case will ensure a lifelong scarlet letter for Erfirth, regardless of a court sentence.
Whatever modest freedom he'll regain will be hemmed in by supervision and practical barriers in our society that attach to this kind of offense, and by a stigma that doesn't expire when the jail door opens.
Since Erfirth's arrest more than 2 years ago, he and his lawyer have maintained he is innocent of the state's charges. Last week, Erfirth reiterated in court he should have been acquitted by jurors, and said Striegel portrayed him dishonestly during the trial.
He described years of conduct that simply did not occur, of intents that were never there, of secrets that didn't exist. It's been an insane couple of years to sit here and listen to my life rewritten so that a conviction could be obtained.
Lawson, the judge, seemed to share the state's concerns. When determining sentencing, Lawson said she weighed multiple factors, including Erfirth's lack of a criminal record, jury aggravators, existing case law, and Erfirth's current behavior.
The seriousness of the conduct here, the impact these crimes have on the community, his unwillingness to accept responsibility, and his efforts to fault the victim support a requirement for isolation. Not only did the defendant take advantage of the victim and her particular vulnerabilities, it seems he used the vulnerabilities of those around her to further his influence.
Lawson called the defense's blame of the former student misplaced, given the position of authority Erfirth held over her at the time of the abuse. And she gave Erfirth a harsher sentence for abuse that occurred inside Soldotna High School.
Schools are one of the few places in the community where parents should feel the most safe and secure when leaving their children in the care of other adults. Defendant was a teacher and a leader in that community. He had the respect and confidence of the victim, and he abused her trust, her mother's trust, and the community's trust.
After Thursday's sentencing, Derleth said Erberth plans to appeal his case. In a written statement, Derleth said, quote, "Following today's sentencing, Nathaniel Erberth maintains his innocence and continues to believe that serious mistakes occurred in his case. He placed his trust in the jury and in the court system, and he now turns his focus to the appellate courts, trusting that the errors made at trial will entitle him to a new trial and a fair opportunity to clear his name," end quote. In his own statement, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland called Erberth's actions a, quote, "serious betrayal of trust." He wasn't superintendent at the time the abuse occurred, but says concerns were reported to law enforcement. Holland wrote, quote, "Under the current administration, the district has strengthened boundary crossing policies, clarified expectations, and implemented practices focused on prevention, accountability, and student safety. The district remains fully committed to strong safeguards, mandatory reporting, and ongoing training. Student safety has been and will remain the highest priority," end quote. Erberth's sentence of 77 years and 1 month correspond to separate counts of abuse, including at his home, a tiny house on his former property, and his classroom at Soldotna High School, as well as 1 month for each of the remaining 25 counts. Upon his release from prison, Erberth will be required to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life and undergo sex offender treatment, among other things. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and in Seward on 88.1 FM through translator K201AO. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. Tickets for KBBI's Frostival are now available on our website, kbbi.org. Join us on Saturday, January 10th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Porcupine Theater for this event celebrating KBBI, live music, and you, our many wonderful supporters. There's a silent auction and door prizes, and music provided by KP Brass Band and Uplift. Ticket beer and wine sales all benefit KBBI. Tonight on KBBI, tune in at 7 p.m. for Faking Friday, hosted by David Snyder. Then at 9 p.m., Blues Etc. with J.O. Tonight in Homer, mostly clear skies with a low around 17 degrees with north wind to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 18 degrees with north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear skies with a low around 14 degrees with north wind 20 to 25 miles per hour. In Seward tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 11 degrees, north wind to around 35 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 12 degrees with northwest wind 35 to 40 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear skies with a low around 8 degrees, northwest wind 25 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40. Thanks for listening, and good evening.